Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You ever feel like comparing yourself to a celebrity? You don't. I mean, I know you don't, but it's like, because you know what? I've always said, how many autographs do you have?
Maybe a couple sports figures, but not
that's it, right?
Actors or actresses.
And we've met a lot of people.
We have actually through this job. Yeah.
I've never.
Because we don't want to be those people.
It's half that. And I don't, it's not that I don't think they're awesome, but I don't think they're any better than me. They still put their pants on the same way.
They do.
They still have to wipe their butt when they make it number two.
I would get there. If it was valuable, had value, I would try and get. Otherwise,
you're
outside.
Such a skeezy.
Yeah.
So Mark Wahlberg, the most overpaid actor in human history.
Well, that's a formula. That's actually a mathematical formula.
Yes.
Yeah.
The amount of money he makes.
Yes.
Versus the amount of money the film he's in makes.
Yep.
Is so lopsided that he is forever. I don't think he can ever shake it. He's the most overpaid for every dollar he gets, the movie makes like 7 cents.
Yes.
And there are actors who, for every dollar they get, the movie makes $300.
Yes.
So it's like, but his is.
And you're not slamming him.
It's just, I mean,
it is what
dude,
it is.
Somebody offers me $21 million to be in a movie and the movie sucks. I'm still taking the 20. I'm not going to at the end go, oh, sorry guys, you didn't make any money on that.
Right,
I'll give
exactly.
my salary back. I'm keeping my money.
Yeah, I'm getting mine.
Yes. So Mark Wahlberg has put himself out there to be compared to everybody else.
This is
insane.
Can
look at our daily schedule.
Yeah.
And compare and contrast it to what it takes to be
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes. Number one, he wakes up at 2:30 a.m.
Dang.
He has time blocked off for prayer till 3:15.
He spends an hour on prayer.
He's got that time sitting there. 2:30 in the morning, this is just for reference, where are you at?
I'm still sleeping. Mm. Yeah, how about you?
Oh, I'm definitely sleeping. Yeah. I've just thought you'd have something more
sometimes,
along the lines
a little
of
bit more party, a little bit
trying
more
trying to shoo somebody out of your house.
That type of thing. Most of the time, though, yeah.
You really need to go. My wife is coming home.
I got to use that.
You should. I'll let you borrow one of my old wings. Next, he's having breakfast at 3:15, by the way. Then he has his first workout scheduled at 3:40 until 5:15.
Okay, because yeah.
Then he showers. So 3:40 to 5:15, I'm guessing you're still in Slumberville.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you're probably, your kids are probably waking you up towards.
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Nope. I still get to sleep. 7:30, he plays golf. This is where things get weird.
A.M. he plays golf.
7:30 a.m. And it says at 8 o'clock, he has a snack. Now you'd have to be having the snack while you're golfing, in
right.
my opinion, because you couldn't, unless he's just in a golf simulator or something. 30 minutes of golf is what? Two holes, three holes?
Maybe if you're good.
Hauling butt.
And dude, when he's 5 hours after eating breakfast, having that snack.
Yes.
He's been up half a day already. Yeah.
Let's see. So that's 7:30 and 8 a.m. I'm awake and I'm making kids meals by that point.
I'm awake and just kind of not just puttering around.
You're really awake at 7:30.
I have 7:30 and 8 because I don't know. I need my.
You don't have any responsibility.
I have none.
Sleep, bro.
I know, dude. But
if,
I think
if we switch places 1 week, I would be so rested.
I think it's because. But my bedroom, the windows are facing the sun that comes up.
Plantation shutters, brah.
I have plantation, but they're still, I still get, it kind of, yeah.
Then get blackout shades over the top of them.
That's next. Yeah.
Let's see. 9:30, he does cryo chamber recovery.
I read somewhere that his cryo chamber is 140 below zero. You can't sustain life. Exactly.
Yeah, you just got to go in there for a very short amount of time. 9:30, I've probably dropped the kids off, and now I'm voraciously watching adult films. Let's see. 10:30, he has yet another snack.
Nice.
Where are you at 9:30 and 10:30? Still just hanging out in your bed, trying to find motivation?
Just kind of.
catching up on Netflix shows? Oh, wait, you don't have Netflix.
I don't.
11:30, he does a combination of family time, meetings, and work calls.
Wow.
So does he have young kids?
I didn't even know he had kids.
I think he does.
Okay.
1 p.m., By 1 p.m., we're in here. We're in the studio.
Yeah, we're all getting ready.
If you're, hopefully you're interjecting your own what you're doing, but at 1 p.m., he has lunch.
That's a late. He's
been up since 2:30.
Right, and we had couple snacks.
Yeah,
since
it's
breakfast.
Yes, like he's been up 11 hours. He's just now having lunch. So then at 2, he has more meetings and work calls. And then at 3, oh, here we are. He picks up his kids from school.
Okay.
At 3, we start this whole rocket science thing doing. 3:30, yet another snack. How much does this guy eat?
Right. He's probably snacking with his kids that he picked up.
Yeah, that's probably true. 4, he does another workout.
I was going to ask, because to stay in that great of shape, you got to be working out
twice
multiple times
a day.
Why is he what?
Why would you work out twice a day? Ugh.
You
know what? I've heard nothing tastes as good as skinny feels, but I stand to, I beg to differ.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels, but that's two workouts is not something I can
do. It's a lot.
Finally, he has dinner with his family at 5:30 p.m. and goes to bed 2 hours later.
By 7:30, because he's got to be up at 2:15.
Can you imagine?
No.
So I guess what I'm asking you is, he gets all this money because he's got a great physique and blah, blah, blah. So he's doing all the things he has to keep that going.
Right.
But is he living?
That's a good point. He's got to be here. I got to do this. I have to. But he scheduled it as himself. He agrees to all this.
At 7:30 at night, I'm trying to decide which overpriced wine bottle I'm going to open. You're going through your file cabinets full of weed going, bring me the fuzzy one.
Okay, I don't. But that's just,
oh, you don't file them that way? How do you file them?
No, I don't have file them.
And then waking up at...
I know, at 2:15 and starting all over again.
We'll throw this whole schedule up on Facebook.
I need a nap after
this. I am going to take a nap with you.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.